This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. Dan Nelson with Local Splash. We've been playing some phone tag.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, is this a good time to get everything set up, or?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it, man.
All right, brother. All right, so I got everything saved already. Let me jump over here.
I did have to check the text.
Yeah, shoot. Let me answer.
Okay, so we did try to do it online. And the whole time that she was doing it online, it was under her Gmail. So
okay.
I want to go ahead and try to delete that if there's anything on that, because they did take a payment from me.
Okay.
So if you can look into that and see what's going on.
So you don't have access, right, to the Google business profile that you guys created?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do not have I did have access, and then she deleted it on her end, but they still charged me.
Okay.
Like $50, something like that.
We're going to do a claim process. The timeline to get that done is 7 to 14 days. So we're going to get you ownership of the Google page, which should be easy because it's listed under your phone number, okay? So we'll get you ownership of that, and then we'll add us as the manager to the Google page.
Okay.
All right. That way we could optimize it, you know? But I appreciate you telling me that. I was going to ask you, too, because I saw that the Google page was verified, like it was up and running. So I was actually – that's something I was going to bring up to you. But if you don't have access, we'll do a claim process and get you ownership of it. Okay?
Well, I did have ownership over it. I mean, over it, but it was just listed under her Gmail. And I need to put it under my Gmail or my email or something. And I couldn't do it without doing that, so.
Okay. Yeah, so we would take care of that for you. Like, to give you an example, like, we've had clients before that, like, they've used other companies that created their Google pages, and for whatever reason, those companies didn't, like, make them the owner of the page. So we have to do claim processes pretty regularly. We're really, like, familiar with it. Our timeline to get it done is 7 to 14 days, you know?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so claim process needed. Put that. All right. Does that answer that question for you, or?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And any additional questions?
Nope. I just know kind of where I wanted to be targeted. Anywhere between that 30, 40. I don't know. Yeah.
I had you for a 50-mile radius last time we talked. Did you want to narrow that down, or?
50 would take me all the way to Cincinnati. No, that's fine.
50 is fine? Okay. You know, I recommend starting at that, because that's the max we're able to do, too. And then if you want to narrow it down, like, if you're getting too many calls, like, too far out, just call, text, or email us, and we'll be able to adjust it for you, no problem.
Yeah, actually, okay. Let's lower that down.
Okay, what do you want it lower to?
Let's do 40.
40 miles. Okay. Got it. All right. And services are the same, right? Junk removal, junk hauling, you're doing dumpster rentals too, right? Is that all accurate?
No. Yeah, I'm not doing dumpster rentals.
Oh, really? Okay. Why did I have that in here? Okay. Junk removal, junk hauling?
Yep.
Okay. Are you doing, like, post-construction cleanup, demolition, anything else we should know about?
I would say, no, just... Junk removal.
Junk removal. Okay, got it.
Because I can always go back in there and edit that, right?
You can. Yeah, absolutely. All right. And we are creating you a website, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Okay. So next steps, billing info. Then I'm going to read a voice verification to you, just outlining our service agreement. Everything's month to month here. No contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. That's where they're going to go through all the fun stuff. Keywords, color scheme of your website, your social media ads, etc. All right.
Uh-huh.
So as far as the billing information goes, Aaron, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Aaron Stewart on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
It's Aaron Stewart. And to... Control that position, do I require to take anything right now?
Yeah, yes, sir. The 249 is going to be due to get started.
Okay. And then every month it'd be 249?
Yes, sir. Correct. Month to month, no contracts, too.
Now, is it anything that will be added that I need to know about? Like if I still pay for the clicks regardless, right?
No, so we're being charged for the clicks. So there's no additional fees that you need to know about. It's $249 flat every single month. That's month to month, no contract, so the rate doesn't, like, go up on you.
Okay. The card will be... I gotta find it.
Uh-huh. Is it the same billing address, the 23 Stubbs Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. And then once you find it, let me know if it's a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover first.
Okay. It will be a... it's a Visa.
Visa? Okay. Ready for that card number when you are, brother.
All right. It is 4191.
Mm-hmm.
6200.
Okay.
6547.
All right.
7461.
Expiration?
0126.
0126. Okay. And the CVV code?
888.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, signing the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions I already asked you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
TKO Junk Removal, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Aaron Stewart, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is January 13th, 2025. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. I got an error code on billing. So give me one second. Name on the card, you said it's Aaron Stewart, right? A-A-R-O-N-S-T-E-W-A-R-T?
Oh, Aaron B. Stewart.
Aaron B. Stewart, okay. So let me add the B on there. B like Bravo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then billing address, so it's 23 Stubbs, S-T-U-B-B-S Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. So give me a second here. Update.
It should be.
Okay. So let me add the B and let me see what it says here. Give me a second. Yeah, declined again. I have the card coded out for security purposes, right? It only shows me the last four digits. Can you repeat it back to me?
Yeah, let's see. Mm-hmm. 4191.
Okay.
62.
62?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. 6200. Okay.
6547.
6547. Okay.
7461.
Okay. So this time, before I code it out, I'm just going to repeat it back for accuracy. So I have 4191, 6200, 6547, 7461. Is that right? Okay.
Yep.
And then expiration, 0126.
Yeah.
Okay. And then CVV code, so the three-digit code on the back, 888. Is that correct?
Yeah, if that don't work, then it's probably under another billing address, but just try that.
Okay. Give me a second. I'm going to delete and recreate, too. Give me a second here. All right. Updates. No change. Billing. Okay. Coded out the card. All right. Here we go. So I'm going to process. Says same thing. Yeah, it declined. Usually it gives me an ABS mismatch on a billing address, but I could try it. What's the billing address for that card?
Oh, man. No, that can't be right. I've been using
it. Yeah. Is this like a new card? Do you need to activate it or something?
No, it's not new. It's just old.
Okay.
We can use another card.
Okay. And then I'll show you in your tracking system, you could always change your billing too. So the other card you want to use, though, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Is a Visa.
Visa still? Okay. And ready for that card number when you are.
Let me get to it really quick.
Yes, sir.
It is 4192.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
5900.
Okay.
0305.
Okay.
3048.
All right. Expiration?
1126.
All right. CVV code?
592.
Okay. So just so, because I don't want you to have to repeat it multiple times, I'm going to repeat it back to you before I code it out again. So I got 4192.
Okay.
5900.
Yep.
0305?
Yep.
3048?
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Let me code that out. 1126, right? Expiration?
Yep.
And then 592 CBB. All right. So updates. All right. Give me 1 second. Let me just delete and recreate this. Yeah, and I'll show you, too, in your tracking system when you logged in, like, after you figure out what was going on with that other card, you could always, like, change – all you do is go to billing in the settings, and you can always change your card on file, too, yourself.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. I will be logging into the Google Ads, right?
No. You're going to have a tracking system through us, client dashboard, which will have, like, Google Analytics, right, like, embedded in it. But what I'm saying is the billing system, like in settings through our dashboard, like that's where you're able to change your card if needed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, through you guys' dashboard, I'll be able to see everything else too, right?
Correct. You'll be able to see how many clicks you're getting, searches,
exactly,
views going to your website. You have full access to your website from there. It's kind of your hub to do everything, for sure.
Okay, and the other guy I'm supposed to be talking to would kind of tell me what I need to download, or is it?
Oh no, I'm gonna get you logged into it in just 1 second. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. First thing I'm gonna do though, let me get your client interview scheduled. Okay. We block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually the call takes 30 minutes or so, just so you can plan accordingly.
Okay.
The soonest time, give me a second, brother. All right, soonest time. They only have one more slot available today. That's at 6 p.m. Would that time work for you? Or?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Okay, awesome. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second here. It's going to say local splash, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay?
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming. Okay?
Okay.
And the way this appointment works, it's going to come from our 877 number, the same number I texted you.
Yeah, I just got it.
Yeah, yeah. So now the way it works is I'm going to call first just to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Now, I want to walk you through these emails. So you should have Local Splash support. You should have an email titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. Do you see that one?
Let me see. You sent it to my Yahoo, right? Yeah.
Let me make sure.
Yep.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's see. Yeah, I got the email. I got you are invited. I got the your local invoice.
Pull that one up. The local invoice. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Fifth line down, you should see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
I see access your dashboard. Click here to accept your... Yeah, I see it.
Okay, so go ahead and click where it says click here, and that's going to take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
I got it.
Okay. This is everything you're paying for in writing, everything I went over with you. Just to recap it, Google Business Profile Optimization, and then if you scroll down more, it'll say Google Business Profile Access. That is the map section on Google. For your situation, too, like I mentioned, we're going to do that claim process for you. Okay?
Okay.
Directory submissions, it'll show you the main directories we're submitting you to.
Okay. And that's the Google, Bing, Yelp, and Facebook, and Apple Maps, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. And then under My Site Custom Website, that's one I wanted to touch on, okay? We're on a recorded line. Your My Site is included at no additional charge, and that will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It'll say My Site $0. So, like, the installation fee and all that stuff you see on there, just ignore it. You're not paying any additional for the website. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then you're going to see Facebook Business Page Access and Facebook Ads. Those are those meta ads that will be running for you. Okay?
Okay.
Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are not included in this platform. Those are upgraded services. So let's say... Oh, go ahead. Do you have a question?
Yeah, because I was just making sure because you said on the custom website, and then it says the website support and hosting and maintenance, it requires $375 per each occupant. So
nothing. You're not paying anything additional, I promise you, for your My Site. We're on a recorded line to you, so, like, I just being real clear on that. You don't have to pay any additional for the My Site. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. And then at the, when you get to it, and I'll walk you through everything right now, but when you get to the bottom of your invoice, it'll reflect. I'll have My Site, and it'll say $0 on there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then, good question, though. Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are not included in this platform. So you're going to see stars next to those, okay? Google Ads is a pay-per-click campaign. Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program. I'm actually the main person that sets those accounts up here too. So we want to see how you do on the platinum package first. If you need, let's say like 2-3 months down the line, you're like, man, I'm killing it, but I want more clicks or more leads, right? Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are good options to do that. But those are upgraded services. Okay.
Right. So okay. It's more okay.
Google Ads, just so you know the rates, so down the line, we recommend a minimum budget of $300 towards that to get sufficient results. And then Google Guaranteed, that's like a pay-per-lead program. Okay? And there's a lot that goes with that. You have an application process. But here's the thing. On that platinum package, you may get enough traction where you don't need more ad clicks or leads from Google Guaranteed. So that's why we use it as upgraded services. We'll see how you're doing on this platinum first. You know?
Okay.
Okay. Then you're going to see under Google Guaranteed is Yelp Ads. That is like the newest service we offered. So that's also an upgraded service. We actually have a department that works on that. So if you ever wanted us to run Yelp ads for you, that is something we do now as well.
Okay.
All right. Then you have Google Workspace. That's optional. That's like a business email. If you're interested in that, your technician will go over that with you in the client interview.
Okay.
Advanced reporting is your tracking system. That's why we're on this page, too. I'm going to get you logged into that next. Okay? Live client support. One really good thing about us, Aaron, is everything we do here is in-house, meaning any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you.
Okay.
Okay. Then you're going to see SMS communication. That is just telling you we communicate via phone call, email, and text. If you don't answer, for example, we just shoot you a text letting you know we called. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Delivery dates and client responsiveness. So the delivery dates are the same we went over. Day one, access to your dashboard, 7 to 10 days from startup, your directory submissions are done, 7 to 14 days, your website's live, your social media ads are live, and your Google listing claim process will be done. And then for you to rank on the first page of Google, that timeline's 45 to 60 days in the map section. Okay. Client responsiveness is just obviously, like, we know you get busy on jobs and stuff. You just got to be attentive to calls. Like, if we call and you're busy, no worries. Just call us back at your earliest convenience. It's always something related to your account to get you the best return on investment. Okay?
Oh.
All right. And then pricing, it'll break down that everything's month to month, no contracts, and exactly what goes where. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So at the bottom, you can take your time to review this stuff, but at the bottom, it's going to have you check a few boxes, agreeing to receive text messages and certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then it'll have you type your name in, Aaron B. Stewart, and hit confirm. Once you hit confirm, it will take you to a username and password screen. Just let me know when you're on that screen, and I'll have your username and password pulled up, too.
Okay.
Let me know if you have any questions too, you know.
Okay. All right, I'm on here.
All right, let me jump back over there. Okay, username's easy. It's your phone number. No spaces, so it's the 937-605-3018 number.
Okay.
Password, I'm going to say it, then spell it. It's all lowercase letters, so no capitals, okay? And it's all one word. It's top reviews. So top, like T like Tom, O like Oscar, P like Paul, reviews. R like Robert, E like Echo, V like Victor, I, E like Echo, W, S.
Okay.
And then just try to log in. Just want to make sure you get in there.
Okay.
When you log in, it should say check back in 2 to 3 days, right? Are you looking at that now?
It's loading. It's going.
Okay, yeah. Take your time, brother. I'm gonna get your notes over your text too in the meantime. You had a Facebook page, right? If I remember correctly.
Facebook page?
Yeah. Do you currently have a business Facebook?
Yeah, I just started it a couple months back.
Okay. Good. Let me just pull it up real quick.
Yeah, so it's a work in progress. it takes time.
No, it does. All this stuff takes time, you know, but what we do, we include the retargeted ads too, so we'll run those on Facebook and Instagram for you. I found the Instagram page, but the Facebook wasn't pulling up.
I don't have an Instagram with the...
Really? Okay, hold on, man. Let me see here. TKO Junk Removal LLC. Okay, that is not your Instagram. Okay, I'm glad I brought that up. Let me pull the Facebook page up. Hold on, I'm going to do a scan. And then I might need you to send me the link if it doesn't pull up on the scan.
Okay. And on the login page, it just says, oops, it looks like your subscription is not active. But it did let me go online, so.
Your subscription is active. Hold on. Hit refresh on that.
Okay, let's see. Yeah. It says reactivate account.
Okay, hold on. Let me log in on my side over here. See what it's saying. All right, let me go in this way. Boom. All right, client dashboard. I'm in on yours. So, you put your phone number, right? The 937-605-3018 number?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your password, and it's saying activate your account, huh?
Yeah, it says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active. Reactivate.
Okay.
Now keep on, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Super weird. Okay, so let's do this. Do me a favor, go back to your emails so you get out of that page, and go to your emails. You should have a welcome to Local Splash email.
Let's see.
Hold on. It's in queue right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't got that email either.
Yeah, I just saw it says in processing. So let me make sure. Hold on. Okay, it should have just came through right now.
Let's check it. Okay, welcome to, yep, I got that.
All right, so if you scroll down, it'll say, here are your credentials for your client dashboard, has the username and password, right? And then what you're going to want to do, so it'll say to log into your account, go ahead and click that link again.
Okay.
Let me see what it takes you to. Is it still saying, like, oops, your account is?
Yeah, it's still saying oops.
Really? Super weird. Okay. That is strange. And you put in that username and password I showed you, right?
Yeah, 937, and then top reviews.
Okay, super weird. Okay, go ahead and click activate account. Let me see what that does.
You want me to activate the account or access?
Click access account. Let me see what that does first.
Access your dashboard.
Yeah. Because I'm in your reporting right now. Like, it's obviously it's going to be pretty blank right now because we got to fill everything in. But I want to show you how to log in and how to add photos and stuff, you know?
Okay. It's still loaded on. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, paying for Verizon for what?
Say it again.
I said, I'm paying for Verizon for what? Like, this is
right,
crazy.
Right. Can you hear me now? That's the one, right? The Verizon, can you hear me now thing? Or, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I got T-Mobile. I think they all have, like, whatever it is about them, you know? Like, T-Mobile will be, like, dropped. My wife, she got on that 5G thing, you know? And, man, like, her calls drop all the time and stuff. So I just stay on the little 4G thing.
It won't let me bring up the page.
It didn't let you bring up the page. Okay, hold on here. What does it say? Like, what is it showing right now?
Nothing. And then let me try to click it again.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it comes up again. Oops.
Okay. Click activate. Let me see what that does.
Want me to reactivate account?
Yeah, just click reactivate account.
Okay.
It doesn't, like, charge you again when you do that. Usually it triggers us to call you when you're, like,
okay.
You know?
Yeah, it just pulls up the invoice that I just paid.
Okay. Okay. Got it. I see a reactivation attempt from dashboard, so it just triggered me. So, hold on, let me dismiss that. So it pulls up the invoice, right, that you just paid. And then, you already typed your name in and hit confirm, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. So it's on the invoice. Is there anything at the bottom?
No, it just says pay now.
Don't click pay now. Let me see here. Cause you're already paid. I just walked a client through this and there was no problem. What I'm going to do, I'm going to message our IT side and see why it's not letting you in your dashboard. But I'll have an answer for you on that before your client interview today, okay, at 6 o'clock.
No problem.
Okay. So super weird. Man. Prior to when I called you back, I was finishing up with another client, and I walked them through it. Everything went through, like, perfect. So I'm not sure what's going on, but I will message our IT side and have them get on top of it for sure. So 6 o'clock, I'll have an answer for you on that, okay?
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Okay, so hold on. Let me make sure I found that Facebook page. Give me a second. That's what I was doing.
Okay, because I'm gonna see if I make sure I did
Facebook. Okay, so I don't see the business Facebook. Give me a second. Here, let me search on Facebook directly.
Yeah. I was gonna say don't. You don't have to put the LLC in because I didn't have the LLC on Facebook.
Got it. So just TK. Oh, junk removal, and then take the LLC off. Give me a second.
Yeah.
It's in Dayton, too. Let's see. Facebook. Super weird. You must have just traded it, huh?
No, it's been a month.
Been a month? Okay, let me see.
It's been a month.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, the page is, okay, hold on, let me click on this one, see if it's it. This content is not available right now. Okay, so here's what we can do with that. Are you able to pull up your Facebook page right now?
Yeah, let me see.
Alright.
Switch it. Yeah.
Alright, you see where it says, like, it has, like, your bubble, like, it'll say, like, what's on your mind? Go ahead and click on that bubble.
Okay.
And then it should say, like, mine says my name, right? Yours will be your business. And then it says add to story, and it has the three little dots. Go ahead and click on the three little dots.
You say what's on your mind.
Well, don't click on what's on your mind. Click on the profile picture to the left of what's on your mind, like the little bubble. You'll click on that, and then it should pull your profile up.
Yeah.
Okay, and then do you see next to add to story, it'll have three little dots. Go ahead and click on the three little dots.
Okay.
And then at the after you click on the three little dots, at the very bottom, it'll say copy profile link.
Share profile.
Share profile. No, it'll be right below share profile. It should say copy profile link. Do you see that or?
It just says your page link.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you click it, it should copy it.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. And then what you're going to do, go to our text thread, right? And just reply with the link in there just so I can attach it for your technician.
There you go.
Get a man. Let me refresh a second here. Got it. All right. Let me see. I'm just going to pull it up profile. It's crazy, man. I did a search, TKO Junkrable, exactly like that, and it didn't show up, you know? But whatever. Whatever. Well, I'm going to put this link in for your tech so they know where we run the social media ads from. Okay?
Okay.
Business, is it currently licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let me put a yes. Okay. I got the Facebook page now. 40-mile radius. Okay. Last email, okay, and again, I apologize about the tracking system. I'll get that squared away by 6 for you. The last email you're going to want to look at, especially for the claim process, you're going to see an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Cool.
These pictures we're going to use for the claim process. So it'll ask for, like, business license, insurance, work truck, like, yada, yada, yada. Anything you have on there, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it, okay? Now, the thing is, the link that you click on there, it's going to take you to your dashboard. So I need to have that fixed for you by 6, okay?
Okay.
All right, so just ignore that right now. I'll remind it to you again at 6 o'clock. So right now, just wait for that call, and I'll message our IT department right now to fix your dashboard, okay?
Yeah, that works.
All right, brother. Any questions for me right now?
Not right now. We'll figure it out.
All right. Congratulations again. I look forward to being your account lead on this, and I'll talk to you at 6 o'clock. Okay?
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, brother.